Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth, on this 15th day of May.
Marvelous Monday. So John 16:33, another one of goodies for you to hear today on our Do Not Fear daily walk through 2023.
That's it.
Says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
Glory to God.
Wow.
And for that, we're so thankful. On today's call, we're going to talk about four questions for the next 232 days. Hallelujah.
Four questions. What happened to seven questions?
I don't know. I may come up with three.
I'm just kidding. I'm just picking. I had to pick on you today.
I appreciate that, man.
All right. Sorry.
We have 232 days, by the way.
Yes.
The Mother's Day dinner you did yesterday.
Oh.
Outstanding.
Thank you, dear. Let's go on.
We have 232 days left in 2023. 232 days to change our destiny, to do what we've never done, become what we've never been, but what God created and ordained us to be.
Mm.
Now, I was directed one morning about 4 o'clock to ask you these four questions. Number one, have you been making a list of the ways in which God manifested his presence to you in every day thus far in 2023? In our very first Rich Thoughts for Breakfast conference call on January 1st, 2013, we encouraged you to read something that I'd written called 7 Things to Do Before You Go to Sleep. That's still a good thing for you to do.
It's a great teaching.
But I want to point out to you that the second thing in that list that you should do before you go to sleep is journal the great things that happened to you during the day. Regardless of how your day went, you have something to rejoice over. If nothing else, and I mean nothing else, you have the ability to hear the words Bev and I are speaking. We guarantee you that you'll sleep better at night if you end your day praising God.
Amen.
We had a very successful real estate investor in Florida tell me that the 7 things he did before going to sleep changed his life and the way he thinks.
Mm.
Bless me. Colossians 4:2 in the International Version. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Watchful for opportunities and thankful when they come.
That's right. Second question we're going to ask you is, how are you coming on your goals for 2023? Did you write out goals at the beginning of the year? We've kind of provoked you on that on other times that we were asking about things. But the point is, did you write them out on your spiritual, your family, your financial, your physical, your mental, and your social? Those are the 6 areas of your life. If you didn't write them out, guess what? You have not lost your chance, as I like to say.
Yes, I do.
Habakkuk 2:2-4 Message Bible says, and then God answered, write this, write what you see. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. This vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming.
Yes.
Wow, such an interesting scripture. It can hardly wait, and it doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on the way. It will come right on time.
Glory.
Don't overthink this. In other words, let it flow. The number of goals you have isn't nearly as important as you having them and, truthfully, doing them.
That's so true. The third question is, have you written the plans and created the timeline to accomplish the goals that you set 135 days ago? The first thing you need to do before you go to sleep at night is create a to-do list of things that you plan to accomplish tomorrow. List them by priorities based on your goals in those 6 major areas that may have mentioned a moment ago: spiritual, family, financial, physical, mental, social. 1 Timothy 4:15, New International Version. Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your task so that everyone will see your progress. We strongly encourage you to visit our website, read and reread 7 Keys to Planning Your Work and Working Your Plan.
And 4, lastly, what steps are you taking to renew your mind on a daily basis this year? After, giving us these questions, the Lord directed us to Romans 12:2. 12:2 in the Classic Amplified Bible, one of my favorites. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. After reading the verse, the Lord gave us, a word, and it's really a word for all of us. And it comes from the scripture. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after, adapted to its external, superficial customs. The Greek word for conform means to conform oneself, one's mind and character to another's pattern. Popular culture and advertisers are continually bombarding your mind to conform you into their thought process and their value system.
So true.
Very subtly wanting to change you up. They want you to think that the way they think and do things the way they say to do it, buy things that they want to buy and believe things that they want you to believe and accept. And a lot of times it's contrary to the Word of God.
Absolutely.
In popular terminology, they want to clone you into a, spender of your hard-earned money, and also to get behind all of their programs that they think are the important things to have and to support. They could care less if you're in debt. That's not their problem. They just want you to blindly follow the way they're leading. Their primary mission is to relieve you of your money and get you thinking in the opposite direction of what God is wanting to take. And you could read that straight from the scripture and understand that. It has not changed in all these years. The result is that it prevents you from doing the things God wants you to do and really from having an abundant life, the kind he's promised and that only he can give, but we have to follow his direction. So if we are awakened in the morning to a clock radio show, or the first thing you hear is trying to conform you into the image of, the ideal consumer or somebody who thinks like one, then wanting you to do what what they're saying instead of what you want to do, you need to pull the plug out of that and plug into Jesus. How about that? Because this is really the key to your future is in your thought life.
Absolutely.
You sow a thought and you reap an action. You sow an action and you reap a habit, and you sow a habit and you reap a lifestyle. We want to keep our thoughts, actions, and habits and lifestyle based on the Word of God, whether it's financial or any other way. So the point is, we're sowing an action, we're going to reap the habit. We're going to reap our character based on either the world system or God's system. So when we conform to what we hear from the advertiser, or we conform to what we hear from the news media people, then we're ignoring the Word of God and yielding our future and destiny into someone else's control, often even without us being aware of it. And that's not what God has planned for us. He wants us totally and unequivocally plugged into him.
And the Word.
That is him, and the Word of God.
Truth alert from the Word of God. 1 Peter 1:14, Classic Amplified. Live as the children of obedience to God. Do not conform yourselves to the evil desires that governed you in your former ignorance, when you did not know the requirements of the gospel. Now, the Message Bible version of that scripture says, don't lazily slip back into those old grooves of evil. doing just what you feel like doing. You didn't know any better then, but you do now. As obedient children, let yourselves be pulled into a way of life shaped by God's life, a life energetic and blazing with holiness. The only way that you can live a life shaped by God's life, life energetic and blazing with holiness, is by the renewal of your minds. The only way you can change your destiny to fulfill God's perfect will for your lives in 2023 is to make a determined effort to get in His presence, follow His word, take control of our thought processes, think on and speak only in those things which are for the spiritual progress and edification of ourselves and those around us. The Lord wants us to think before we act. He wants us transformed into His image, thinking as He thinks, and doing what He would have us do with the dawn of each new day in 2023. Now, we have 232 days remaining in this year. We needed to make the greatest year of our lives, a year of unfulfilled promises fulfilled. So we need to start today. The first scripture I quoted was 2 Corinthians 5:17, which says, "Behold, the fresh and new has come."
And you know, when it comes to New Year's resolutions, no matter if they're half-year New Year's resolutions for the rest of the year, but anyway, coming up. But the point being is that we just decide. I used to, on my New Year's resolution, I'd think of all the things that I really wanted to change, and then I'd zero in on one, because it's better to zero in and get that one done than have, you know, 10 and you get none of them done.
That's good advice.
So you can zero in on what you want and then make a determined effort to do it. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Time to get on with our Monday. Mondays are get up and go day.
That's it. And if you feel like you got up and went,
yep.
Pray.
That's it.
And He'll strengthen you and energize you. That's what He's doing for us.
That's it.
So until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.